Recently, there was a strike, general strike, wasn't there, because of all these pensions, and people are going to have to work until they're at least in their 70s, as if that's a terrible crime. Dennis, I'm with Dennis Crofton. You're a volunteer at St Christopher's Hospice, aren't you? How old are you?
74.
Now, you didn't mind telling me how old you was, did you?
Not at all, no.
How would you feel if you couldn't work, if you had to retire and you had to stay indoors? How would your life be?
Dead.
So when you hear this, people have to work till they're 70, as if it's a terrible thing, what do you think?
Oh, it's absolute rubbish. You should go on working as long as you possibly can until your body says no. That's it, the end of it. Keeps your mind active, keeps your body active.
I believe you worked 7 days last week.
I did indeed, yes.
How many hours in the day?
Oh, two of them was at least 12 hours. The others were 4 or 5 hours a day, something like that.
And if you wasn't doing this, you know, Dennis, what would you be doing?
Sitting at home watching television, probably. Getting bored.
Like people of all ages.
Exactly. You're right.
Not just over 70s.
Not just over 70s, no.
Because, I mean, I feel, you know, obviously the pensions is a bit of a scandal taking people's money, but I just felt that when I heard, oh, people have to work till they're 70s, to me, I just felt, so what? You know, if you want to work to 70, why shouldn't you? Or 80?
I couldn't agree more. I think people should work until they can't anymore.
Yeah.
Till the body says, that's it, you've had it, yeah. Because you've only got one life and you've got to make the most of it. And you've got to use, as far as I'm concerned, every moment of that life to make it worthwhile. So at the end of the day, you can say, boy, that was good. Enjoyed that.
Do you feel that you have a full life?
Oh, wonderful life. I could not ask for anything better. And since I left work, it's even been better. I've done all the things that I wish to do. And working for the hospice is my best achievement in life. It's been great fun all round.
And obviously then, you know, because I mean, I know a lot of people, when they get older, they suffer, we get this isolation problem. You're clearly not suffering from that, are you?
No, I get the odd aches and pain, obviously you do, but you get those at any ages. But no. As long as you say to yourself in the morning, right, I've got a lot to do today, get on with it.
And you've got friends at the hospice as well now. You've got friends and colleagues you work with.
Friends at the hospice, wonderful. Tony, my panel here today, we've been friends ever since I've been in hospice. I've got a son who lives in Norway, and he came out to Norway with me last year and was coming with me for Christmas. And you know, the whole aspect of the hospice is friendliness. You walk through the door, you feel welcome, and it's just a lovely feeling.
So Dennis, will you just tell people out there who are maybe a little bit older and feel like it's all over them, can you tell them what to do, please?
Get out there and do something worthwhile. Volunteer or whatever, just to make your life worthwhile and to help other people's lives better. And I'm sure that you'll, at the end of the day, sit down in your armchair thinking, wow, I enjoyed that today. I've had a good day.
Thank you so much. Well, I hope you heard that and you look well. Thanks very
Thank
much.
You.